6:02 PM, and I'd like to read off the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So, at the roll call show, the commissioners are here. Public portion. Kent, would you like to speak in the public portion?
Whatever you want.
I mean, it's on the agenda, so we can pick up when we go to the local traffic authority.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Anyone from the public like to speak? Anyone from the public? Last call, anyone from the public like to speak in the public portion of the meeting? No responses. Close the public portion. Anyone see any reason to make any additions, changes, corrections to the agenda? I did not see anything.
I didn't see anything either.
Do the commissioners have anything? Rich?
No.
Okay, so.
Now I'm going to most adopt the agenda as it's presented.
So moved?
Seconded.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Previous month's minutes. I looked through them, saw nothing out of the ordinary there. It was a very quick meeting. It was a good meeting. So I just need a motion to accept the previous minutes meetings.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Mike will make the motion.
I'll second.
Rich is seconding it. All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Old business.
I have nothing.
So we're doing our best to clear every road in the city of Derby. All right. Having no old business, we can move on to new business. How do you think, Chief?
I have nothing. I just have the one agenda item.
Yes. Anything with that? Okay, so we have one agenda item to adopt a schedule for monthly meetings for year 2023. Anyone have any issues with any of the dates there?
No.
I'll make a motion we adopt the schedule.
I'll second it.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Schedule for 2023 year has been approved. Department reports.
Monthly activity report, really nothing outstanding. No spikes really worth mentioning. As far as the budget goes, we still have our two main outliers, approximately $21,000 overspent in overtime and about $5,000 overspent in the lieutenant wage line, which I agree for reasons why last month. However, we're also $108,000 underspent in patrolman wages, so I'm not overly concerned about any budget issues right now because we certainly have enough money to move money around if we need to. And the reason we are so underspent in that line is not only the fact we were short officers, that we pretty much packed, but we were still short one, but because we have an officer that currently is not being paid. So that will continue to climb. And I believe I briefed last month, or did I not, that they finally came through with the terminal leave money for Chief Narowski?
No.
Did.
We were waiting on that.
They did. They came through with the money without telling me on the 22nd at the tax board meeting. I only found out because last week I was just going through minutes of other board meetings and I found it.
Right.
So we have begun paying him out of that line, so that frees up his line for me, frees up the lieutenant line for the incoming deputy chief whenever that person gets sworn in. So gives us a little bit of relief there, so
okay.
Shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. That's good. I have to say, Chief, we're holding the line on this budget. When we started this year, it looked a little...
It didn't look rosy. So, knock on wood, we're keeping our head above water, and it should be fine.
Sounds good.
And I think that's all I have.
Recall anything else that was sitting out there? I have one from Mark Anthony Rizzo. It's a rather lengthy letter. He asked it to be written into the record, but what I will do is I will...
Cliff notes?
Yeah, I'd like to do the cliff notes because he included some of his medical history in the letter and a lot of things I don't think I would personally want read into the open minutes. However, what he is alluding to is an incident that occurred a few months ago. He was, he became ill at home. He became ill at a dialysis center in Shelton. He was taken to Bridgeport Hospital, and I guess his cell phone died while he was sick. Wasn't able to contact any family members. The dialysis center somehow failed to contact family. And family came along and couldn't get hold of him. His brother went over to the house, found the front door to the house was broken, or the lock to the front door was broken. They went inside, couldn't find him, and reported him as a missing person. In the meantime, I don't know how, I guess the clinic finally figured out that they didn't contact someone, got a hold of a family member. He was found and removed from the missing persons list. Long story short, he's asking us to consider a database of people taken to the hospital so that there can be a contact made through the department. I'm very hesitant to do something like that, only because we know how databases go, and they really have to be updated on a regular basis. They very seldom do get updated. And if the person passes, it all becomes yesterday's news, and we're carrying information, chasing people around that we don't even necessarily know we can contact. It's a great idea. I don't know how we can make it work, basically with HIPAA and all of these other things that are going on. I will put it on record that he has contacted us about this. We can look and see if there's anywhere else to do this. I do know UI has a list, where a voluntary list that people can go on if they're on electronic machines or on any kind of a health issues that need power restored right away. I'm not sure where to go with it. It's not something I've heard too often. And it was a very odd circumstance. He did have high praise for the officers who helped his brother and his family. That's in part of the letter. He couldn't be here tonight because he's back at his dialysis set. But he said he called the police to respond that he wasn't missing. He said the officers were professional and very competent. So I don't know who was on that call at the time. But I will enter it into the formal record for tonight. I'll get back to him and say we've kind of considered it. We can still consider it and leave it on an open basis for now and see if we can come up with something, but I'm not sure what we're going to be able to do.
My concern is just, like you said, the HIPAA aspect of it. When it's in conjunction with the transport via ambulance, then any information can be construed as violation of HIPAA. So that's what we don't want to broach on.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so... I will enter this into the record.
Okay.
I'll respond to him and just let him know we're taking it under advisement. You know, see what we can do. Anything else under communications? Hearing none. We'll move along to traffic authority business. Event parking on signs on Chatfield Street.
I received a call from the chief of staff, Mr. Mayhew. and he wanted to get permission from this board to add underneath all the no parking signs on Chatfield Street some type of signage that directs people to park in the high school parking lot. As I explained to the chief of staff, there's regulations on what can go on regulatory versus information signage. Whether or not it belongs in a no parking sign, I mean, you go into the bigger cities and they put all kinds of things on no parking signs, bus stop, so I told him personally I didn't have a problem with it. The money would come from the mayor's office, not from our budget. He would make the signs the same size as the current no parking signs, whatever that is, and they would be mounted by Public Works directly below the no parking sign. Whether anyone would pay attention to it, I mean, the out of city people that are coming here that are causing the problems, I'm not even sure they would know where the high school is when they're on Chatfield Street. So, but I told them I'd bring it to your board since it is an LTA issue. It is signage being posted on the city street, and let your board consider it.
Put the no parking signs on the side of the street where the state park is. Is that not state property?
So certainly there's normally a certain distance off the curb line that technically the municipality has a right to post signage in, although it is very clear that is state property from the curb line in. They agreed to let us post the no parking signs that we did there. We didn't have to go through a formal right-of-way process with Newington, but he did mention he wanted to place a very large sign at the stop sign. I guess you'd be coming, what's that, north, towards the school coming from Division.
Okay.
He wanted to put like a very big sign, event parking. I said that we'd have to go and get permission from the state from. That's a little more obtrusive than a few no parking signs, so he kind of pulled back on that. The no parking signs are already there, be it state property, be it city right, whatever it may be. I don't believe the state would have an issue if we had another rather inconspicuous sign below it. So I believe his main focus is in the area around the back of the baseball field, the technical fire lane where they're parking up the street the whole time. Well, so
parking there is a nightmare. It's a beautiful facility, and what the thought process behind that stairway up to the high school.
That's right. I mean, I'm not sure in my current physical condition I can walk up and down those 78 or 98 stairs or whatever.
It's a lot.
No.
It's a lot.
So,
down's not bad, huh?
Eventually you're going to get down.
Exactly.
I would like to see us contact DOT or Newington before we go ahead and put these signs up. Only because I don't want to be putting them up and then finding out we shouldn't have. I know the no parking signs are there, but I think, better to ask permission on this so we don't run afoul of it, because
I will find out who we talked to. I believe they did not talk to DOT, the right-of-way division, because that is a nightmare. I believe they talked to someone in DEEP that was speaking on behalf of the Osborndale State Park that allowed them. So I will find out who they spoke with and have them make sure it's okay to add additional sign to the pole.
That sounds good.
They put event parking, that they have that red sign.
That flashes sign I was thinking about,
the LED light one.
Yeah.
Change the message on there?
Why can't they do that every time they have an event?
Just as a matter of someone that has the authority to do that.
Yeah.
Because you have Parks and Rec running the facility and you have Board of Ed
running that
operating that sign.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Are they going to marry up together?
It's a good idea. Absolutely.
Is it going to have an arrow going across everything?
The events there are becoming problematic. I know I've had conversations with the chief. Sporting events, where there's supposed to be an ambulance there, we're finding out day of the event that somebody was supposed to put it there. High school football games, there's a security issue. I know the chief is finding out, but it's coming, you know, through different channels. I really think it's time they decide, they've basically come down with a line of authority here on who's who in the zoo and who's doing what, because...
Well, there was a large discussion and a large disagreement at the Board of Aldermen meeting last week about that field. So it's a hot topic for everyone in the city, and I don't see it getting better anytime soon. So.
I agree. All right, so we will, we don't need that in the form of a motion, do we, Chief?
Well, I would recommend you do make a motion one way or another, at least on the, what's that, the south side of the road, the signs that are clearly City of Derby signs, are not, they're on the opposite side.
Yep.
Because at the very least, if we run into any problem with DEEP, we can still post that side if your board should so choose.
I can see that in the form of a motion. That we put them on the south side of the street. We wait until we hear from DEEP as to whether they're agreeable to us putting signs on the other side. Make that in the form of a motion.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Any more discussion on that?
That's just the field side.
That's the field side. That's the field side, yes.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay. Jason Carlucci requested juvenile parking signs.
Yes, our traffic officer looked at this and concurs with Mr. Carlucci. The road does narrow right there by the rock cliff face, and that he's been having a lot of people that are continuing to park up there. And even though it benefits his
business
by letting people park there, he sees it as a problem. We agree with him. So our recommendation is we do post that one stretch, as he says, 150 to 200 feet past his business as no parking on that one side of the street.
It's a common sense idea. I mean, you look at it, you see people parking there, and you know you're not going to be able to get too much past it.
I wouldn't want to see trying to swing a truck around there in emergency.
No. Yeah. Okay, so we'll need
a... I'll make a motion that we follow Patrolman Sisco's recommendation of posting a no parking sign for 150 feet up the avenue.
Okay, is there a motion on the floor? Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay. Kev, you're up.
Awesome day. I know. Don't if we ever met.
Mike Lode.
Michael. And
Susanna.
I'm Kevin White. I'm a longtime Derby resident, and I'm back again for another stint here. This, I'm here on behalf of the mayor. We talked about this back in the spring. These are some of the posters that we put together for the Sodom Lane and the Hawkins Street traffic calming project that he's trying to get started. We were asked to do an analysis of the traffic, in which we did. We gave that information. I hope everybody has it back in the summer, where basically we all got the information that pretty much we all figured we would. The traffic average speed is, you know, somewhere in the high 20s, low 30 in Sodom and Krakow. And the 85th percentile speed is 35 miles an hour, which is, you know, basic for those local roads. You're not going to get anything more than that, and it kind of proves that we're where we should be. I've gone through a lot of study, looking at different data, different people's ideas on what we should be doing here. And one of the reasons that I'm here tonight is I'd like to get information from you, your board, your professionals, of what we should be or want us to do next. One of the things that I would propose in all of these studies, analysis, etc., they always recommend that the public be brought in, and what I would recommend that we consider tonight, that after this meeting, Is that either the police commission or board of aldermen with the conjunction with the police commission? Have a meeting of people that are in these neighborhoods explaining to them, this is what we're proposing to do. Basically, slowing the traffic down. This is what the mayor heard when he was going around. Everybody hears it. You hear it. Everybody wants to have speed slowed. This is one of the methods that's done. It's a 4-inch bump in the road. There's a slight grade up. It's about 4 foot wide, and there's a slight grade back down. Both ends are left open so that the water can drain through the gutters into the storm drainage, etc. We understand that it slows not only the general traffic down, but it slows the police traffic, it slows the fire trucks down, it slows the ambulances down. Typically, you're less than 3 seconds per table, so we're looking at a total of 6 seconds on each road. And again, if there's something that we would present that would make this more palatable for everybody, we're more than willing to do that. But at this particular point in time, I feel, and I think that the mayor agrees, perfect time of year to be doing these types of things. Come in January, have a public hearing, advertise it, have people and say, listen, we don't want it. We've heard people say that they don't want it, we want it. Might have more people say that they don't want it, and then the project goes away. Or we might say, yeah, this is a great idea, we think we should go forward with it, and then you go to the next step, and that would be probably getting a vote by the board of aldermen.
Okay, some questions I have. Who's paying for it?
This is going to be done through the Public Works Department, is what I understand. I mean, basically, the two major components are the asphalt and the signage. So far, our fees have been paid through the mayor's office. So the funding of it, and it's, you know, we're looking probably a total on each street of somewhere between, I'm going to say between $7,500 and $10,000. Signage is actually more expensive than the asphalt.
That would still be my next question.
Yeah, it's a very, if the sign, well, sign, you know, he knows. Signs are expensive today. I mean, when you're going even with the engineer grade, you don't even have to go to the diamond grade, you go to the engineer grade. You know, all the materials now, what used to be a $50 sign is now a $150 sign. So I had quotes back in the summer for each street, it was about $3,700 for the signage. I'll bet you now I'm close to $500.
Road markings too?
That's the paint. Paint is relatively cheap. I think that they could probably do that themselves. There's a couple of stencils all you need, but the signage is the thing that's the real thing.
That the road markings have to be done over.
Yeah.
Has there been discussion with Public Works?
I talked to Ed. I mean,
I'm thinking about winter time soap house.
Yeah, you know, I think it's like anything else. Once you're familiar with your route. And I went to a party a couple of weeks ago. Don't ask me how I got there. But there were some signs. They had them like every, it seemed like they were like about every 150 feet. If I was a snowball driver, I would either not do the route or I'd have them take them out. These are spaced out enough. You go up over it, you go to the next one, you go up over it, and then you're done. There's only two in each street. The ones that I saw in Cheshire, they had three, and they had to have, they couldn't have been more than 100 feet apart, and that to me was just...
That's where the school is over there, I think.
I think, yeah, okay. Yeah. So. But if there's some other...
Those are big. Those are not just 4 feet. Those things are probably...
Yeah, they're eight.
8 feet.
Yeah. They, everything, you know, they have the ones that are just the bumps, then these are the fours. They have the eights, you know.
They're higher than 4 inches.
Yes.
Here's the big question. Are we putting a Band-Aid on an open road? Only because the volume of traffic I see on Solomon Lane in that area is just unbelievable. there's never a time when there's not people waiting at those stop signs. There's never a time when there's not a lot of cars on that road. In the morning, it used to be that you'd pull up to 34 at the stoplight and wait with a couple cars. Now it backs all the way up past the condos. Are we putting speed bump signs there when we should be looking at
trying to get the traffic through,
widening the road and moving the traffic better?
I mean, you know, when you look inside, you and I grew up on that road. I mean, I'm surprised every time I go up there to see how narrow of a road that is for the traffic volume that it is. If there's one road that I would think that would be considered a major reconstruction road from where they left off the Marshall end of the one right over to 34.
Yeah.
I mean, that's windy. It takes tremendous amount of volume from the hill, from the commercial developments there, so.
And we are going to see, with the Main Street project going, people are using Sentinel Hill as the major
cut through.
So they're going up, coming off 34 on Sodom, going up David Humphreys, and skirting it that way. So I know this is a possibility, but I'm kind of wondering if we're not just...
One of the things, and I've always been an advocate of, everything new needs to get adjusted to. If, in fact, and again, I'm speaking for myself as a professional, not as the mayor. We find that we're having more problems after we install these technology. I mean, it isn't like we're burying pipe into the ground or putting, you know, basically you're taking less than 2 tons of asphalt, you're putting it on top of the old asphalt. You've caused much of a problem, you take it off. That's what I would do. But, you know, again, I will tell the mayor that, you know, we spoke tonight, he was interested in the results of the meeting, and I said that, you know, if we could get anything, I think that we could go to the next step, and that would be to have a meeting with the public, see what their ideas are, and again, always need that information in order to take it to the next step. And if we find that there's an overriding desire to do it, then we can go far. We might have half the people in the room say, no, I'm not gonna, I want those. And if you have that, you don't have anything. Because we're not gonna be putting anything in that's gonna cause a problem.
And then I just have a question on the pockets. I remember looking at the numbers for that. I think there was some, like the top speed was like 61 miles an hour or something.
Yeah.
It's been a while since.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a lot straighter road. then I drove down a couple times on Sodom, and I used to live in the condos over there, Orangewood East. And there's really not a straight section of the road, except for, like, when you're coming up to where Starbucks is. And all these have a curve to them, and they are pretty narrow. That's why I worry about even that one where it's coming up to the stop sign. You have a curve coming, I don't know how many feet that is, maybe?
I think it's about
65, 75
yeah,
feet?
Yeah, less than that. Yeah.
The curve's probably 50, I'm just going to stop. Yeah, so if somebody hits that too fast, they're going to get somebody's front yard. Here, at least it's straight. So we have to have it here.
We can take a look at that.
We tried to put it
in these particular cases. I think the ones on Hawkins, I know one of them, there's an empty house on one side and the lot on the other is empty. And then the other one, there's pretty much the same situation. Sodom, we put it, the mayor's... lives right before Crackle, and it's the guy that was the complainant that wanted it. And then, so from the next one, we didn't know where to put the next one, and we put it past John Street, only because as you come through John, you're going to have to slow down to get up to the next.
Yeah, we got a stop sign here and a stop sign
here. Right,
you got a stop sign at John, you got a stop sign at Marshall.
Right.
I don't see why it necessitates a speed bump within there on the curve. That's just my perception.
Well, that's why we're here. This is exactly why we're here.
And that says you have to have two, right?
Yeah. No.
That was
again, that's part of this whole discussion is to hear everybody's ideas.
Well, everything I've read so far about traffic calming devices, one of the ideas of slowing the traffic down is narrowing the road.
Yes.
So if you look at that, as you drive that road, as you're coming back past Big Y, that road narrows in a major way all the way back to 34, so they've almost got that already with in place. You know, it's just people
that curve.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the chief knows. I mean, these guys are like ourselves. We're going 35, 40 miles an hour. The kids, they have the cars. They go. They just go. And if there's not anything to slow them down, they're just gonna go.
Comments, chief?
I really have nothing.
I agree with you. This should be a process that we need to do.
Yeah.
It should be public. You know, we should have the public, and we should have a combined meeting of the commission and the board of all.
I agree. That's what
I think. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other fear that I have here. Okay. You're opening the door. Okay. Because I cannot go anywhere in the city of Derby without someone saying, what are you going to slow the people down on my street? I want stop signs. I want this. I want that.
Next place I can see them asking is on Hawthorne Avenue.
So how do we approach the subject?
The answer that I would give is say, listen, like any other process, it has to begin somewhere. We started a process where we picked two streets. The mayor's wanted those streets done. If it ends up being successful, then we will continue the program as we go along. That's the answer. You can't do everything all at once. We're not going to be going out and putting in 250 speed humps in the city of Derby in the next 2 years. It's not happening. If we can get four in this summer and they end up being successful, then you look at some other location. And that's why that public park becomes more of a process. Because now, everybody's okay, well, I don't want my street. I want my street. Okay, well, you know, but somebody's going to have to sit down and say, listen, we're going to do four or eight more, and these are the streets we selected, and then you go.
How do you measure success?
I would say that the success would be the people that lived in the neighborhoods. If they come back and say, listen, you know, this worked out really good. We've noticed that there's been a decrease in traffic. Our kids, we feel safer than when they're out closer to the street. If we get that answer, then that's a success. Because you're not going to get it. The typical speed, I'm telling you, right now, you're getting a mile per hour to a half a mile per hour. You're not going to notice that. But if the neighborhood, if the people in the neighborhoods are happy, then you have the success. Those are the ones that are requested.
Well, I will just say that I contend that is not a measure of success because, like any other project, if the complaint, which I believe has come before this board, the complaint is about speed, then the only measure of success is if you reduce the speed a certain amount. The problem with perception, as Kevin, I'm sure you know, is that people's perception of speed, Tom, as you know very well from your years, is normally grossly exaggerated. So if you have two or three people that are really pushing for this and those two or three people got what they want, then I think, sure, they're going to say it's a success. But I believe, which I've been arguing to your board all along, that once we start this, as you said, Tom, the cat's out of the bag and everyone's going to want them, I think we have to have metrics that we deal with every single time if we're going to try another street. And like any other problem, you state the problem, and then you state whether or not your solution was acceptable, actually worked. So I think you still have to base it, at least the majority of it, on speed. I do agree with you, Kevin, that A, the speed is not so great, you're going to see a 10-mile-an-hour reduction.
No, it's not going to happen.
Or five. Even five. So you come right back around to, what are we trying to measure here? What are we trying to get? And if what we're trying to do is appease a handful of citizens, is it the right thing to do? But I'm just pontificating. It's the decision of this board. It's just that I argument being that if we're going to start this process, I think two things. First of all, including the board of aldermen, that's fine, but do not relinquish your authority. The authority for this is strictly with the three of you. The board can have all the input they want, but the board of aldermen does not have the authority to approve these or say no to them. Your board does. I think it's good to include everyone, as many people in this process as possible. But number two is I believe there should be a defined program that includes everything, as Kevin said, a public hearing each time this happens, a study of the problem of what the speeds are, and then at certain intervals, another study to show whether or not these are actually reducing speed.
I agree with that. Yes, we're going to, obviously, if we've gotten to the point where they become a reality, you don't just say, okay, well, they're in now. No, you go back and you do see in 3 months, 6 months, whatever, has the implementation of these speed tables worked? I, without a doubt, agree with that. But I also don't want anybody to say, oh, geez, you know, we slowed people down by 7.5 miles an hour or 5 miles an hour. It's not going to happen.
The other thing is, too, that do people increase their speed once they get over them? So we'll need to have it on both sides. Because when somebody goes over speed, but they slow down, now they're pissed they went over speed.
There's been dozens of studies that have proven that. Yeah. That they slow down to go over and they increase their speed between.
Can they get those 3 seconds?
I mean, that's a given. But,
yeah. So that's, we would have to see that too on both sides of the
table. At this point, I would say, Kev, I'd like to see some kind of a metric for quantifying progress. Mm-hmm. So what's the what are we talking about as far as full criteria? How are we going to measure the results? And more so than just, you know, two or three neighbors say, oh yeah, things are working out great. And that's my feeling. I don't think we should halt progress on this. We'll move it along. Mm-hmm. But I definitely want to see before we basically take public input, we come up with the criteria that we can say, okay, first we're experimenting with this. Now, this is what we've identified as a problem. This is how we're going to monitor the problem. And this is what our goal is.
Okay.
And I think that would be a reasonable process.
Yeah, I think you certainly have to state, you know, between all of us, what our goal, even if it's to decrease speed by 1 mile an hour. But if we don't have a measurable goal, I mean, I don't know how you know if you're successful.
I need a starting point is to know that after implementation, we went from here to here, or we went from here to there. We need that. You need that. You need that baseline.
What I can do, and I think of trying to look to some of the other towns, try to see not only what they're looking at themselves, how successful they are. I mean, this is not the first time in the state of Connecticut these things have been done at all. So, you know, let's try to get some data from them. I could present that. Do you want to try to get something going for like the late January when Christmas out by the time?
We're not going to get anything done before the holidays anyway.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, let me talk to the mayor, see what he says. You might say, you know, yeah, we could talk to the Board of Aldermen, get something with you guys and try to get something scheduled. In the meantime, we could look for some data where the other towns and what we could do as far as a measurable number.
Because I wouldn't want to walk into a meeting and basically say, well, we want to put these speed bumps here. I'd like some data, I'd like some information, so that if it's being presented to the Board of Aldermen or to the public, you know, we have the information and the data to back us up. And we have a direction that we're going in, so that there's no, you know, guesswork involved in here. We can at the end of the whole thing say, it worked or it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And this is why not.
Okay.
And I think that's the reasonable way to go here.
I agree.
I don't think we need a motion to move it along.
I'll keep you everybody in the loop. Again, I'm the spokesman sometimes in his office, so when he wants something, you know, we jump for him. So that's how it works.
But I can see that as long as we've got a good process,
as I said tonight, I think more than anything else, I mean, we're here to work with you guys. We're not trying to push anything on anybody. We're doing something that you know, there was a desire by the mayor's office to try to get something done, and he said we'll try to spearhead it for him, and we'll go from there. But we're part of the team for sure.
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
And
while you're here.
Okay.
As the city engineer, we are still dealing with Sentinel Hill, Academy Hill Road, and High Street. we came to a conclusion at last month's meeting. Chief Todd has had his traffic people out there doing the traffic warrants, doing the study. We had Valley Council Governments do a study on that road. We put up signs. I see the speed sign is up, Chief. Thank you. That's been up quite a bit, and that's, I think people are paying attention to it. I know that. I've heard it a couple times. We want to upgrade the flashing traffic light that's there.
Okay.
I think it's probably 100 watt bulbs inside there.
Christmas tree's bright.
I sent a letter off to the Board of Aldermen asking them to see if they can't find funding so we can replace that flashing light. I mean, God, you come to the top of that hill and you can barely see the things even existing.
Okay.
And it's, again, it's an attempt to try to slow the traffic and calm it down a little bit. It's just an awful place to think about stop signs. I mean, people have suggested stop signs.
Yeah.
It's a little scary there because, especially in the winter months,
yeah,
the road gets wet and slippery.
Yeah, the grade and the...
Coming off a bridge.
Yeah, like the horizontal. Yeah.
We visited rumble strips. Be careful what you wish for because you're going to listen to them. So that's another thing that we've kind of found that it's not going to be a real conducive thing in the area, let's put it that way, for those residents. So I think upgrading that, if we can...
Okay.
We can take a look at
that. Now, you've sent something over to the mayor?
Yes. Okay. The Board of Aldermen and Mayor's Office have had... I sent a two-page letter listing what we've done, what process we've gone through so far, and requesting that we can update...
I'll talk to them tomorrow.
That process.
Okay.
Be great.
No problem.
I think that's it. We have to put you up. We have no more hot seat issues for you right now, but...
It's not a problem.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
We have one more item to deal with.
That's number 11.
That's my
I think I'd like to make a motion for adjournment.
So moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Thank you, everyone. Have a very nice holiday.
Yes, have a great holiday, everyone.
Have a good one.